Time again for our regular item on your finances. And with us again is personal finance contributor Michelle Singletary. Michelle's going to answer some questions that you have sent in. Michelle, hello again.
Hello.
So let's get started. Here a listener writes, in the past I had a history of poor credit, but have worked hard to have my scores raised to 760, 750, and 743 for TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax, respectively. I still have erroneous information contained on my credit reports. In addition, I have an annual income of more than $80,000 a year and was amazingly denied a line of credit from a former lender whom I had problems with in the past. Can lenders deny you based upon information contained in their own records?
Absolutely. You know, listen, this is a lender's game. They can decide not to lend money to you. And it could be that this person was frequently late and making their payments or got behind. And the lender says, you know what? I don't want to take that risk. Listen, when you deal with other people's money, they make the rules. So that's why it's so important to save and really try not to use consumer credit if you can. Listen, this person has really good credit scores. So I would wonder why they need more credit.
Here's another credit card question, this one from a listener who writes, what would you do if you have a regional store credit card for those wonderful store discounts, but you don't want to surrender your Social Security number? There are a lot of concerns now about identity theft. What do you think, Michelle?
Well, unfortunately, when it comes to granting credit, they need your Social Security number to look up your credit report and your credit score to determine whether or not you're credit worthy. So in this case, it is appropriate for them to ask for your Social Security number because they need to look up your credit report.
Okay, final question. This is a listener who writes with, and they note, all due respect for Michelle, but your answer to the listener from Alaska who had a question concerning how to reduce her credit card interest rate from more than 20%, that answer did not address the issue. This listener writes, the person paid off her bill every month but was looking for a card with a lower interest rate. Michelle's response was that the listener should not be concerned about her high credit card interest rate because she should be paying off the balance every month. I cannot always pay off the whole balance each month. My income comes in bits some months and hunks in others. My spending overall is under control, but using my credit cards is sometimes the only way I can cover basic needs. I'm paying 24.79% interest. How long will it take for my credit rating to improve so my interest rate will go down?
Here, listen, if you are paying off your credit card bill every month, what do you care what the interest rate is? Because you're paying it all. Now, I know there's some months you might slip up and you need to carry it over. But for the most part, if you are not paying your credit card bill off every month, you are in credit card trouble. It's as simple as that. This listener has a 24% interest rate, which means something was going on. They weren't paying their bills on time or maybe going over the credit limit. This person concerns me. They're using their credit card to pay their everyday expenses. That's not having your situation under control. If you're using your credit card to cover your rent and groceries and things, you are in trouble. You may be living above your means. Credit cards should be used for convenience, not to supplement your income. So I really would encourage this listener to look at their budget and see what's going on, because say that income doesn't come in one month, they're going to get in trouble, and that may be why they have such a high interest rate on that credit card.
Michelle Singletary writes the Washington Post syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's Day-to-Day's regular personal finance contributor. Michelle, thank you again.
You're so welcome.
And dear listeners, please send your financial questions to day-to-day@npr.org and put Michelle in the subject line.